worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I don't want her butt tongue in my ice cream. Thank you very much.
Mickey.
I forgot already.
And Lazy E.
Are you saying I smell?
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Yes, when the dogs begin howling outside of my house, you know it's time to record another brand new episode of A Freak Accident. Welcome to the mistake. That's literally it. That's what this show is. It is a mistake.
Down big time.
But you're a part of it now, so
own it.
Yeah, that's right.
Own it.
Own up to it. Welcome. My name is Crisco. That's Lazy E.
For everyone that has told me, vegan cheese, there's no difference between cheese and vegan cheese. There is a huge difference, and it tastes like slimy snot.
Really thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah, I came close to it.
He did, but then backtracked immediately.
What was that about? Beep!
Yeah, you see, I caught myself.
Yeah, what was that about loose women? It's like it tastes like what now?
No, that was disgusting.
And that's Mickey over there.
Hi.
Yeah, what's up?
Not vegan cheese, that's for sure.
Vegan cheese ain't up?
Nope.
No, it's down.
No, it goes in the trash.
The market on vegan cheese is way down. Sell. Welcome again to A Freak Accident. The website is afreakaccident.com, and the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, and we'd love to hear from you. So why, what led you to try vegan cheese?
So proofreaders,
all right.
Jeans have caught up to her, and
her khakis caught up to her though.
Oh no, no, no!
Har.
Shut up, Mickey.
And shut up, Crisco. What about her yoga? Have her yoga pants caught up to her?
Now we're just going too far. But she has a bad cholesterol problem, so she can't eat cheese.
She shouldn't call you names like that.
I know. I'm fat as it is, but she can't eat cheese is the number one thing. We always loved getting pizza. So, and she can't eat a lot of carbs. So what we did was we tried the cauliflower crust with vegan cheese.
Right. From which pizza place?
Angelo's.
Oh, okay.
Cauliflower crust. Fine. It's just crispy.
Yeah.
It doesn't really taste like dough.
It doesn't. And it's flat. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's incredibly thin.
Yeah. But I could get past that.
Sure.
That's no problem. The vegan cheese. We tried so hard, and we got a small one because we didn't know. It tastes like if you swallowed, like, in the back of your throat mucus. Mm. It's slimy. It's tasteless. It's disgusting.
Now, was this wasn't store-bought. You went to Angelo's and got their pizza. So
yeah.
I do remember, because somebody else has the same problem where they're not allowed to have cheese, and they were huge cheese eaters.
Yeah.
There is a, quote-unquote, American cheese, vegan cheese. I do not remember where we got it from. I want to say Trader Joe's, which I know we don't have around here, but it was...
Why even say it?
Because they're not far from us. You can get... I think the closest one is like an hour and a half.
I'm not driving an hour and a half to get American cheese.
Well, you can go food shopping for the day, week, whatever. But I'm just saying, there was one that did taste reasonably like cheese if she's desperate.
That word... Reasonably close.
Yeah.
Reasonably. That's what people
At
told me about
I'm
vegan
not
cheese.
Lying. It is vegan cheese. That's what I'm
no,
talking
but,
about.
But that's what I mean. It doesn't taste like it at all.
No, it does not. And I could say that, like, when I was on, when Hello Nurse and I were on the diet, where the first portion of it, there's like no carbs allowed at all. We did the cauliflower crust pizza from Pizza Bella.
Okay.
And we did not get the vegan cheese because actually on the first part of that diet, cheese is allowed. So we ate it with regular cheese, and yeah, it was passable. Like, in terms of it being not quite pizza, it was still okay, like I can deal with this. Vegan cheese though, keep that away from me. I never want that entering my body.
No.
I don't want it passing through my body. I don't want it leaving my body. I don't want it anywhere nearby my vicinity.
And then proofreader has to drink almond milk because she can't drink regular dairy.
That's okay. Almond milk is good.
What about goat cheese? Can she have that?
No, she would hate goat cheese.
She'd hate the goat cheese. Okay.
Almond milk is good, though.
No,
I like almond
milk. But what I don't get is, where's the nipple on the almond? Where is it?
I mean, theoretically, what the whole almond milk revolution has taught me is that you can, like, pulverize anything into a liquid and call it milk. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, yeah, whatever.
That, and it's just too sweet for me.
Mm. Just grind up some wood, mix it with water, and there you go. You got wood milk.
I tried the pea protein milk.
Ew!
Keep your golden showers nonsense out of this conversation. You freak.
P-E-A.
Oh.
No, like it's P-E-E. Green beans. You don't know how to spell.
Gross.
It was actually kind of gross.
I thought she was going to say it was
it
actually
pee.
It
didn't taste awful, but when you put it into coffee, which is what I was using it for, it curdled.
Ew!
Still didn't taste bad, but it curdled.
Almond milk kind of does that, too. It, like, rises to
it's
the surface.
Not as bad, though. This was, like, it looked like curdled cheese in my coffee.
Dude, here's something.
Not bad.
Here's something. Vegans are liars.
Oh, they are. They're lying to themselves.
Because, they constantly do stuff like this. Vegan cheese. Oh, it's soy chicken or soy ribs.
You
and
can't
it's like,
tell
it's
the
beans.
Difference.
Yeah,
you
it's beans.
They always say you can't tell the difference. You absolutely can. And furthermore, I'd like to add, if you need to substitute those delicious carnivorous things that we all have in the rest of our diets with your cheap knockoffs, maybe there's something wrong with you and with your diet because, oh, you need to supplement them with this crap that, oh, I can't tell the difference. Maybe don't be vegan. Then you wouldn't have to tell the difference.
To
you could just
fair,
eat meat.
To be fair, out of curiosity, I tried the Impossible Whopper. It's not bad
good.
At all.
Okay.
It's not bad at all. In fact, it's not beef, obviously, but it's very close.
Hmm.
Here's the problem, though. It costs like $3 more than a Whopper.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense because it's supposed to be cheaper to make things with beans than
it's plant-based.
Meat.
It's not a cow.
Right.
Plants are cheaper than cows.
Still, why fake it at all? You want to just eat leaves and just eat salads forever? Why do you got to trick yourself and be like, oh, I can have burgers too? You know what? You want to be like us, then eat meat. That's all I'm going to say. You don't got to lie, make stuff up.
Eat meat.
Yeah. You don't got to lie and make things like vegan cheese gross.
I'm still hoping to find a way that Oreos are not vegan.
They are.
I know,
they?
I know, but I'm not sure how, and I'm hoping that there's like some loophole there that they find out that they're actually not
vegan.
Oh,
so yeah, they've been pigging out on Oreos, and then they find out there's some kind of byproduct in it.
The cream is actually lard.
Oh, that'd be perfect. I would love that.
No.
I would laugh.
I mean,
funny.
I would laugh until I realized how many Oreos I've ate.
I saw a meme.
But you're not vegan, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but still, it's disgusting.
I saw a meme the other day. It said, "Who? Imagine being vegan. Like, who would do that? Like, picture yourself getting completely annihilated drunk and then going home and eating a carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't see that at all.
I got something in my eye, and it's really bothering me now. Oh. Looks like I'm getting watery over meat.
Yeah, he's crying over the idea of being vegan for the rest of his life.
Maybe one of those ladybugs found its way into my eye. Now it's
possibly.
In my brain.
It's in your brain?
Well,
now?
It's not in my eye anymore.
It's
so.
Going to be piloting you like the little alien in Men in Black. It's got its little tendrils on the controls.
Yeah, all you're going to hear from my head is, kaboom.
It's going to be like this. Marvin the Martian?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I'm happy to say I got my new car. Well, new to me. It is not new. It is a 2006, so yeah.
But apparently sounds better than your 2008.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said last week on the show, I have a tendency. I mean, it wasn't always this way. It's just been in the last couple of years as I've become more busy and lost the ability to care about certain things. I've really started to abuse my cars, like corner a little too tightly, accelerate a little too hard, brake a little too quickly.
Fix a little bit less.
Yeah, right. So I was like, this one I can baby. But yeah, no, it's got 20,000 less miles. It's 2 years older than mine was,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds 200% better when you turn it on and when you run it. So, yeah, there's no, like, rattling in it.
Like, and you mean that was before the engine blew on your other one?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to joke that the hamster that was in the hamster wheel in the engine was getting antsy every time the engine would rattle. Like, ah, oh, the hamster's hungry. He'll be fine. Just pretend it's not a problem.
Just play the music louder.
That's right.
That's how I found it. Yeah,
listen, you turn up your heavy metal loud enough, it will drown out any car problem.
Or Kenny G. Works the same.
Ignorance is bliss, either way.
Yeah.
It's fine. But yeah, I'm mobile again. Didn't have to spend an arm and a leg for it. This thing just needs to last a year.
That's it. That's not going to last a year now.
It probably won't.
You put it out in the universe.
Now, with my luck, yeah, no.
It's going to die tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, granted, anything could, you know, break down.
Well, it could.
Right, yeah.
A 2008-6 is probably more likely.
Well, I say that when I first bought my last car, it was 2 years old and had to get the whole exhaust replaced on it within the first year that I owned that. And I spent $15,000 on that one. So you're not guaranteeing yourself less problems by spending more money.
Nope.
I blame where I bought it.
Well, you could do that too, yeah.
I'm not going to trash them on the air, but it rhymes with bloaterburled.
Ah, Ken Pollock.
No, not them. We got a great episode, though, tonight. Lots going on. We've got a hurricane that is just taking its sweet time.
but do not worry. Do not worry, because we have somebody who has the solution to solve it. Better than Trump's idea.
Oh.
Florida man.
It is from Florida.
Why does that not shock me?
It is from Florida, but... genius.
Mm.
Well, Florida is the one constantly getting battered by these things, so you would think somebody down there would come up with some kind of solution eventually.
Forget it. We'll never have a hurricane again.
All right. I'm Dame. Dame? Game. I'm down.
Dame.
I'm down and I'm game. I'm Dame. So, down for it.
The wordsmith.
We'll get to that. I just invented a new word right here on the spot. See that?
Ting, ting, ting.
These are the reasons people come to this podcast. For Mickey's misery, for my wordsmithing, and for your...
me.
Incessant giggling. we've got a school that banned a book... yes, because we're still doing that in 2019. I'll save all the rest of it for that segment.
Okay.
It's so funny. It's so perfectly funny.
Yeah, oh. when you realize that these people exist and share the oxygen that you're breathing, oxygen that we are running low on now that the rainforest is on fire, it makes you rethink a couple things. We have a question that we pitched out to our listening audience on our social medias.
And even got an answer through the emails.
Ooh.
Thanks, guys.
And that is, what age...
warned me about that.
What age should kids get their first smartphone? We'll hear what you said. We'll offer our own opinions. Just forewarning, our opinions are the right ones.
Yes.
We'll just see how many of you happen to align with them. And then we've got a movie segment where we're going to be visiting famous movies that are actually very problematic. Famous movie scenes, specifically, yeah. That are very problematic. And then we got some new trailers and stuff to get to.
Yeah.
So all that and more, action-packed episode of A Freak Accident coming right at your eye. See, that's what you got in there.
Oh, my show.
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Well, I'm glad they had so much fun recording this before it arrived.
My God, the Bahamas got destroyed.
That's what I mean, dude. There ain't no Bahamas left.
Oh, I felt so bad when I saw it, like, just a clip of it, and, like, a tree was down, but it wasn't down. It was just bent down.
Just for the force of wind, it completely altered the physical makeup of a piece of nature.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Hurricane Dorian, which made landfall in the
Caribbean islands.
Well, now, and it did make landfall on the East Coast, but now it's kind of just skirting up the coast.
Well, I know that there's, I think, one death as of our recording in North Carolina.
Okay. So they had, it was a Category 5, right? It made it all the way to Category 5, I think.
Or
it was like right on
it.
The cusp. Now I think it's like a Category 2 or 1 maybe by this point.
Still, Category 4 hitting right on the Bahamas was...
Well...
Wow.
And here's the big issue, and I don't know if you saw a video of this or followed it on the news at all, but like the weirdest thing happened. And I was like, when it got close to Florida, it just stopped. And for like a whole day, it was spinning and just not moving. So it was just staying stationary in the same place. Weirdest thing I've ever seen. I have never seen anything behave like that before.
It knows Florida needs to get wiped out.
No.
Well, no, it wasn't Florida that it stopped over. It was the Bahamas.
Okay.
It was just off the coast of Florida, and that was what one of the memes I saw was Patrick from SpongeBob, and he's going, it's the hurricane down the street, and he's going, he's just standing there menacingly.
You know what it was? This is Mickey from Fantasia holding off the storm.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, but it was, dude, it was insane because it's just sitting there just off the coast of Florida. Meanwhile, the Bahamas is right underneath it, just being destroyed by, like, just constant battering of winds and rain, winds and rain, winds and rain. And I was like, they showed pictures of that one island where it's like, they're like, here's what the island looks like. And here it is today. And, like, 90% of it is underwater.
Oof.
Yeah, it's gone.
And they're showing videos like everything is flattened. Buildings, houses, garages, trees, parks. Everything is just flat and wrecked. I've never seen the devastation like that on any kind of scale before. That is insane.
Well, that
I mean, Puerto Rico got hit pretty hard. What was that, last year, the year before?
One of those,
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty damaged. But this is like literally it showed the helicopter flying over the island and it's just all... It's a debris field. That's all that's left.
Well, and it looks like, it almost looks like one giant tornado landed.
That's what I mean.
And I think it's because we don't see Category 4s. Like, you just don't see them very often.
Yeah.
Like, you see them out at sea. You don't see them hit land like that. If that's why they were saying, if it hit Category 5 and hit into the, even like, Florida and stuff like that, we're talking... I don't even know how many millions have already gone from the Bahamas.
I mean, Category 5 is essentially total destruction.
Yeah.
Is what they basically label that as.
This was pretty close.
But that was the thing. Like, it was moving. It was standing. It was literally not moving
at
all.
Well, it was supposed to go across Florida.
Right.
And not up the coast.
Yeah. Instead, like, it did not end up going the direction they thought. Well, again, because, like, it stopped dead in its tracks, and then it was moving really, really slow.
Where's the Bermuda Triangle again?
Like right there, I think. Oh, there you go. That's where the government's weather control machines are. They probably, you know.
Damn you, George Bush. It's all his fault.
Yeah. But it like skirted up because my buddy Dylan lives in Florida now.
Yeah.
And he was saying that they were all battened down.
Sure.
They had the hatches all battened down. He's in West Palm Beach. And I guess it kind of hooked left and missed them and sort of just skirted up Florida and up into, like, south and north, the Carolinas. So it's just kind of tracking up the coast now.
Right.
But it didn't just blow straight across Florida like they thought it was going to originally. But again, like I said, it's behaving so weird. Like, I've never seen something just sitting there in place, not moving like that. It was the weirdest thing. Like, this can't be possible by physics, right? Like, this isn't normal.
Well, that's why, like... Believe me, I've never been the hardcore global warming freak ever. But it brings some merit, like these kind of storms.
When
hitting.
You see something like that you've never seen before.
Yeah, and not only that, the amount of hurricanes we've been having, the amount of historic, like it just seems like every time we have one, it's historic.
Yeah, because we've only been keeping track of this stuff for the last
couple
hundred years. We have no real history to know if this didn't continuously do this for like 500 years before.
True. Right.
No idea.
And admittedly, you know, the news is going to sensationalize everything because if they can't make it sexy, they can't sell it. And if they can't sell it, why are they even talking about it?
Mm-hmm. But they were pretty pinpoint on this one, on being historic because...
Well, it destroyed an island.
It
destroyed a series of islands.
Yeah.
They're literally all underwater now.
Yeah, they're not islands anymore. They're just rocks under the sea.
Yeah. But that's just insane. You know what I mean?
It's terrible.
Jeez. I hope we've got some kind of plan to help the Bahamas out.
We have to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a U.S. territory.
The Bahamas? I don't think so. The Bahamas, I believe, are their own sovereign nation.
I never know with those islands. Because, somebody owns one, and then we own part of another. No, we own, part of the Caribbean islands, I think, or something like that. Maybe, or the Cayman?
I'm not sure. I mean, I know it's so difficult to say, like you're saying, because like St. Lucia is an island that is as big as Scranton, but it's a country. They're their own nation.
But meanwhile, you'll have a bigger one, and it's owned by England.
Right.
It's like, how?
Right, yeah. It's like, St. Martinique, is that another one down there?
I think so,
One's its own country, too. It's like, so you've got those, and then there's like groups of islands that are one country. And then there's, United States just decided, we own these. England owes that one. That one's France. And whatever.
I have no idea.
Spain's got one or two.
And then we own Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that I know
is ours.
A territory?
Yeah, because they're always fighting to bring them into the States, and they always vote to not do it because they don't want to pay the taxes we have to pay.
Right.
Smart.
But, yeah, so that's, but luckily, we've apparently got somebody who's got an answer to all of these problems.
This is probably why it didn't hit Florida, because this word probably got out, and this guy coming from Florida, straight out the panhandle, and wearing his Hawaiian shirt, and that's how you know he's a genius. Here's his idea.
And see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, it's at this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, now it's getting worse.
The icebergs.
Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, it's the warm weather. It's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. The Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
Sir, the icebergs are melting, sir.
You just drop ice?
Just grab a couple bags of Bayos and throw them in the water and...
It's like a thing of Coca-Cola. You drop some ice and it's cold.
Yeah. That guy sounded like somebody from around here.
Well, yeah, Florida, the Pennsylvania,
Snowbird.
Yeah, well, no, the Pennsylvania people, when they retire, they all move down there, so I have no doubt he has his roots in our pit of a friggin' city.
He sounded like he came out of Massachusetts.
I have no
he has that hardcore.
Oh. Yeah, he does have the R dropping.
So it's your fault.
Possibly.
Yeah. That's
your people.
So he's like, get the wind spinning the other way. With the Air Force.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Just get a big enough helicopter up there and have them spin their blades in the opposite direction. Boom.
That's how we stop tornadoes.
No, that's how you start tornadoes.
No.
No, roundabout going...
oh,
start
roundabouts,
tornadoes.
That's right.
If it goes one way, you just spin it the other way so then it dissipates.
Right.
That's as logical as he sounded.
Or nuke it.
I mean, him and Trump should get together.
I mean, only good things can come from that, I'm sure.
Drop an ice nuke. Done. We've solved the problem.
A cold fusion nuke.
Done. We did it.
I mean, whatever. I'm on board. I can't vacation in the Bahamas for a couple years, so I'll try anything at this point.
Yeah, you can. Just take scuba gear. You can do it. That's where the next fire festival's happening.
Jeez. Up next on A Freak Accident, we've got something else. And it is a book banning. Burning? Banning? Who knows? We'll find out.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Oh, you spoiled it.
Yes, I did. Well, not, I mean, honestly, if I didn't grab this music, I would have went, what is this?
Yeah. It's like the, oh my God. Ugh.
This is the music.
Yeah, I know it is, but it's like, it sounds like the world's worst music box ever.
No, it sounds like if you're playing them off of glasses filled with water.
Yeah, okay. Ding, ding. So, I was going to ask you guys, but we know the answer, but I was going to say, have you ever felt it appropriate? Have you ever thought, like, yeah, you know what? Maybe that's a good idea to ban, like, a book.
Or a movie.
Or a movie or a video game or anything like that.
Nope, because guess what? You ban it, people want it more.
Hmm? Yeah, people are going to be intrigued by why. Why can't I read it? Yeah.
But this is not...
Well, Mickey, have you ever felt that it's appropriate to ban something?
No, because I think you can learn from anything.
Sure.
Yeah. This is banning for not, like... This is really stupid.
Yeah, it's not like it's banning it because, like, this is...
Harsh words.
Is this a snowflake issue?
No.
Well, in a manner of speaking.
No, this is an idiot issue.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it's, you know...
They don't go hand in hand?
No, this is...
They absolutely do, but as I'm saying, it's a manner... In a manner of speaking, yes. Sort of. It's just a different type of snowflake.
Joy.
A cross-shaped snowflake, specifically.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So this is a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
Basically all you need to know.
Yeah, it's a hardcore Catholic school. How do I know this? This story.
All right, yeah. So this is a Catholic school in Tennessee. So you're hardcore. Already kind of like, you know, okay. Yeah,
in the heart of the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Great.
We've got exponents on these these qualifiers here. Now, it is St. Edward Catholic School in Nashville, Tennessee, specifically. They just banned the Harry Potter book series. She turned into a goat.
Why the laugh?
You're a unicorn, not a goat. That is a unicorn horn on your
Why
head.
The
like,
laugh?
Out of all things to ban,
yeah.
Seriously?
There's a good reason, though, Mickey.
No, there isn't.
No, there's a very logical, good reason.
No, there's not.
No, there isn't.
No, there is.
No, here's like, it's a reason. It's not a good one.
No, it's totally true. This is absolutely 100%.
Well, yeah, because the books obviously promote witchcraft.
Yeah, but...
And
it's not because it promotes witchcraft.
It does. They acknowledge that. But furthermore,
this is the real reason.
The Reverend Dan Rehill.
Rehill.
Because it's R E E. I mean, how else do you pronounce that? But
yeah.
Dan Rehill, the guy who runs the school, quote: "The curses and spells used in the books are actual curses and spells, which, when read by a human being, risk conjuring evil spirits into the presence of the person reading the text."
Thought he was Catholic.
They believe in curses. They absolutely believe in conjurings and curses. They founded exorcists.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They're all about that crap. Demon possession and demon summoning. They absolutely believe that stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dog agrees.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Outside.
I know.
Yeah, by reading the book, you might accidentally summon an evil spirit into your presence. It's going to crawl It's going to crawl right up your leg, part your sphinx, and just reach on in, turn him over, and administer a good spanking. That's pretty much, yes. Thank you, me from the past.
No problem.
The Reverend Rehill also says he consulted with several exorcists who have confirmed and corroborated his theory and told him to absolutely ban the books.
That's like me going to you, Chris, going saying, was that idea for the nuking of the hurricane good? Say yes.
No, I absolutely would never endorse that stupid idea.
Say yes.
Okay, fine, yes.
Oh, see? Corroborated.
Yep.
That is exactly the same.
Bro, like, picture it didn't happen, though, right? Show me a demon crawling out of hell while somebody's reading Harry Potter and I'll believe you.
Right.
Show me some video. Everybody's got smartphones now. They might ban those, too. You can access porn on them. Don't even touch them. Don't go near them.
No, priests wouldn't do that.
I didn't say that. I
I didn't say that. I did.
But like, it's the most popular book in how many years?
Like
of,
probably the last two decades at least.
Okay.
Right?
How many people have read them?
Millions.
How many curses have been casted?
I mean, assumed millions, right? No. Everybody's just got a demon at this point. Everybody.
These are, like, people believe them. Like, this person, people believe this person.
Yeah.
That they banned a book.
Yeah.
So not only are you jumping on the Hitler bandwagon, but you're also jumping on the crazy bus.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really trying to wrap my head around, like,
I tried to come up with something logical, like maybe if you think it this way, no, there is no way.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing though, like, why now? Like, these books have been out for 20 years now,
Chris, because he probably just started working at the school a couple of years ago or this year.
That, or this is a guy that believes those curses are going to exist. He probably just found out about the book.
That too.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Or their library just got it.
These kinds of weirdos are always like, they live in some cordoned off bubble, you know.
Hi.
Separated from the rest of society.
Yeah, it's Mickey.
You've at least heard of Harry Potter, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know what they are.
Yeah.
What it is, what the subject matter is.
Yeah.
That it's a kid's book series about a little boy who becomes a wizard. And that's basically it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's literally
has
it.
Has a scar on his face.
And has to fight against the forces of evil using his magic.
That's real.
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's based on true events. You know, because you can summon freaking demons by using the spells in there.
Yes, and Ouija boards say the real answers of ghosts.
Right.
Built by Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not me forcing it to say wiener. So, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, the Catholics believe in witchcraft, and they mm-hmm. think that Harry Potter summons demons.
Yeah, I completely forgot about the whole exorcism thing. Yeah.
Don't lump in all Catholics with that guy. He's the leader of crazy.
The church supports his wacko theories.
Yep.
He got exorcists from the Vatican to come out and be like, yes, absolutely.
There's a couple crazies in every bunch.
Yeah.
Right there is the crazy.
I want to see the Pope try and exorcise a demon from J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, and then he, you know, does the workout, does some push-ups.
Oh, literally exercise?
Does that Planet Fitness.
You sweat out your dark spirits. Yeah.
Come on, baby. Push it out. Push it out.
So that's what these inches are. It's just demons.
Yeah, yeah. I've been cursed for a long time. I've been cursed with an extra 70 pounds of demon.
Oh, my God. Guys, get a life. Seriously.
Yeah.
Up next, what age should kids get their first smartphone? Only you know the answer, and we find out.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On Second Thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
I got a smartphone. Yeah, smartphone.
Timmy, you can download the Harry Potter books on Audible, which you can carry on your smartphone, so you better chuck it into the river.
It's true.
And then dump holy water in there after it to make sure no demons crawl out of it.
It's true.
And you can get this podcast on your phone too, so I mean, there's never been a bigger set of demons than the ones who occupy the mics on this show. Anyway, this was a question that we asked you, our listening audience, on the social media that we use, and that was what age should kids be when they get their first smartphone? That was the question that we asked. Yeah. So how old should a kid be before they get their first smartphone? So before we get to your answers, what are ours? We'll start with you, Mr. E of Laziness.
So I think it's changed with the times. I think it got younger. And I think it deservedly got younger. I think it's smart if they're... And I'm going off of, like, if they're a
His
smart,
answer's going to be wrong.
No, I think if they're a smart... responsible kid, I think you get it to him at 13. 13 to keep track, and I think it should be a prepaid one. That... Not like a prepaid, so you're... But 13, I think, is for the right kid. I don't think all 13-year-olds should have it.
Yeah.
But I think if they're a good at school, whatever, and you want to keep tabs on them while they're at their after-school crap, that's a smart idea.
Mickey?
When they turn 18, if you need to keep track of them before that, they can have a flip phone.
Mm, yeah, because I was going to say, like, those are two, like, pretty fair extremes. 13 is the beginning of the teenage years. 18 is the end, really,
right?
And the beginning of adulthood. I mean, I don't... In my mind, I don't think you necessarily need to wait until 18 to have like a smartphone. I mean, that seems a little bit, that's like saying, like, oh, you're not allowed to date till you're 18 either. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I think 13 might be a little young. I mean, I think having a phone, like you said, a flip phone or just a straight up mobile phone is fine. From like 12 maybe until about 16, like once you get into like middle high school, like once you get into high school, you start driving. I think maybe having a smartphone would be a good idea, just because, again, if you get lost, you got access to Google Maps. You know what I mean? You've got GPS on there. You've got the ability to look up YouTube videos on how to change a flat tire if you end up blowing a tire out when you're on the road or something like that.
Do they still sell flip phones?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
For these exact reasons, mm-hmm. I would assume. That's the thing. I wouldn't mind a kid having a phone. You know what I mean? You're out. You're at the mall with your friends or whatever the kid. Do kids go to the mall anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Movies. Movies.
You're at the movie. You're out doing whatever it is that you Xennial kids do. You're gallivanting around doing your crap. You know, you need to call somebody to come pick you up. They don't have pay phones anymore.
Right.
So, like, you got to have some way to get in touch with me. Fine. You got a phone. But like a smartphone where you can get on the internet. Oh, I think
was,
like,
that was the best on payphones. I would call the collect number and then it would be like, your name is, and my parents would get on the other side. I'm at the mall. I need to go home now. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Right.
That was my name.
Yeah. So like you got that. I mean, I think like once you get into high school, yeah, we could start having a conversation about, do you need a smartphone? Wow. Like I said, specifically when you start driving. But even then, you know, you can put parental controls on it. You can guard what they can do with it.
Oh, especially I guess, GPS.
I mean, I guess I wonder, like, the bigger question would be, like, do you just become one of these zombies then, right? These people who just sink into their phone and disappear and then don't interact with society at large.
Right, that's why I don't like kids having them, because that was most of our kids between last year and this year at the skate park. Like, if they had a smartphone, they didn't know how to socialize.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to talk to other kids. They didn't know how to deal with each other.
See, I wonder, though, because, like, somebody brought up...
Mickey, that's your perfect scenario.
Nobody talks to you.
Why are you mad at them? That's you.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Guess what you just went on?
What?
Front Street. Yeah, you just got fronted.
I mean, somebody shared a meme not that long ago I saw. I you'll notice I gather most of my wisdom from memes these days.
Great.
But it was like, it showed a bunch of people sitting on like, I don't know if it was like a train, I guess a subway or whatever, all looking at their smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
But then it showed a bunch of people sitting on a bus, or if it was like a train or whatever, like back like in the 1920s. And they're all reading newspapers.
Right.
And, like, nobody's talking to each other. And it's, like, it's not necessarily a phone problem. It's a communication issue.
Absolutely,
whatever.
It is.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, I wonder if, like, the same kid who's going to not socialize would bury their face in a book.
Right.
You know, or would have something else going on. Would have, like, a Game Boy or something.
Or just
that
sit
they would,
there and just stare.
Right, yeah. And stare at the floor. But at the same time, I wonder if having access to technology like this doesn't make it easier for more people to fall victim to that kind mm-hmm. of behavior.
Yeah, but I love that, because when you get a chatty catty next to you on, like, when I was, like, on a subway in New York, sometimes I just don't want to talk. So I'll look at my phone and they'll start talking to me, like, ha, 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 and then I have an escape. That's my escape.
Because just saying, I'm sorry, I've had an exhausting day. I would like to have quiet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go tell a person off on the New York subway.
It's not telling them off. The best thing to do.
They will take it that way.
They will not.
Yeah, the guy eating a hot dog off the floor won't take it that way.
Best thing to do is have a set of headphones on. Mickey, in your case, wear those with the unicorn horn. I'm sure nobody will ask you questions.
I would get 1,000 questions. Yeah. That's the problem.
You just wear headphones, and then when somebody comes up and tries to talk to you, even if you're not listening to music, you just look at them and you just point to the headphones in your ears, and then you go back to looking at your phone. It's a perfect cover. Perfect. That's what I do at work all the time.
You actually have no music.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's like, no, that's what I mean. You don't even have to be listening to music. You're just like, eh. You know, I don't care. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
This is your cue to go away. But we got some feedback from listeners as well. Our boy Deez weighed in, and he said, when they're mature enough to hold a conversation by looking you in the face and smart enough to know LOL is not punctuation. A lot of people use it that way, though.
Yeah.
LOL, just got home. LOL, what are you doing? LOL. Like, oh, my God. Like,
this is periods.
Yeah, this is a comma, a period, and a paragraph marker all at the same time. My God, some people on social media, if I have to mentally add more than two commas, I've quit reading. Somehow he enjoys listening to this show, though.
I don't get it.
With my wordsmithing and our many, many run-on sentences.
I get what he's trying to say. He took a little liberty of being mad at, you know, a generation in that one. I mean, LOL, whatever. But I think the conversation thing should be it. Because
you should know how to not be rude, and when somebody's talking to you, to like set the phone down briefly and look up and look at the person in the face.
You should be, I think that's something, and I don't normally like to blame the parents, but to...
It's the demons that we summoned earlier.
Yeah, that's what it was, flying
above
us. I'm getting
dive-bombed by a bug.
By a demon. But the... If that should be something the parents teach. That should be a new etiquette that needs to be taught is, okay, here's your phone. But here's something you need to learn about this phone.
How to not be a jerk? Parents should be teaching that anyway, I would argue.
They don't.
I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Although, sometimes over-politeness is bothering me, considering I got the door open for me several weekends ago, and the person said, here you go, sir. And I went, oh. I went, oh, no.
I'm ancient. I can feel my bones turning brittle within me. Mariah said, when they can afford to buy it themselves.
I like that idea, too.
That's really good. Even if they're younger and they have an allowance, if they save it up,
sure,
it's their money, they don't want the flip phone, okay, save it up.
Yeah.
Learn about life.
Get a job, you bum. Buy it yourself. I hate seeing two-year-olds with iPhones because mommy and daddy don't feel like being decent parents or dealing with their obnoxious spawn. That is a problem now, and I've talked to people about that, and a lot of people seem to agree, like, this incessant, like, go-to parenting fallback position where it's just like, oh, God, the kid's being unruly. Here, just take the phone and occupy yourself. It's like, rather than teaching them, like, hey, behave in a public place. Shut up.
I guess, like, for a really young kid, but I mean, I think, like, a 13-year-old, you're getting it so they could keep communicating with you.
Right, yeah, but like I said, but what she's talking about, to her, you know, point, you're not teaching this kid anything. They're not learning anything, and you're not parenting them just by shoving something bright and shiny in their face to distract them from being a horror.
To be fair to the parent, though.
No.
No.
No, I want to be fair to the parent. Well, I'm taking that side, so you can't say no.
Yes, I can.
So, we don't know what kind of day that parent has had. We don't know how many times they've had to tell them that and them finally shutting up. Sometimes you want to have a day or a dinner where the kid shuts up.
Yeah, here's
just give them the damn phone.
Here's the thing, though. All of human history up until like 10 years ago, we didn't have smartphones to cause this kind of distraction. And people managed to figure out ways to get around that.
But they didn't have happy dinners. At places, you couldn't take a kid out, like a little kid out.
You still can't.
You could. Just shut them up. Give him the phone. Tell him to shut
up. It makes no bit of difference because it only works for 5 minutes and then the kids still must be behaving.
My point is this device just being able to say, here, Joey, distract yourself, that has made a new generation of lazy parents.
Sure, absolutely.
Because guess what? Like, yeah, parents in the past had to figure out creative ways to get around an unruly kid and get them under control. Nowadays, it's just give them the phone. That's lazy. And it's not teaching you how to be a better parent, and it's not teaching that kid how to be a better human being.
But I think if you take it in an instance, you can't take a snapshot of a parent that does that at a restaurant and say that they're a bad parent. I mean, they could just
I did not say that. I'm specifically saying the parents who do that all the time.
Okay. All right, all the time, yeah, but listen, Red Robin gives you that thing right in the middle.
I'm never giving my kid my freaking phone. Here, take this stick and hoop and distract yourself with that.
Oh, God. He's going to have a stick in his eye and a hoop around his neck.
Here's a cup and ball. Catch the ball in the cup.
Let me tell you, kids these days would probably find that amazing. It's so old that it's so, like, retro.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And then we had our friend James Vanderweel from Florida. He's messaged us.
Florida?
He is. Oh, yeah. So he may be partially or fully underwater at this point. He makes Gulfstream jets.
Flew out of there.
He's not
fine.
Into boats. You can't fly through a hurricane.
Why not?
Well, I guess you can, right? The storm chasers do it all the time.
Yeah, so
I'm full of crap.
Well,
James
egg
says,
on your face.
My wife and I broke down when my oldest daughter hit ninth grade, 14 years old, and joined volleyball. It's like, okay, we're talking about that area where you're in high school. I think it might be an argument to be had at that point. This way she could call us when she needed a ride home from practice or away games that we were unable to attend. So completely convenience driven. Yeah, but you could have did that with a regular phone and not necessarily a smartphone.
It could have been cheaper for them, though, because I know when you get a family plan.
Mickey, what are you doing? Yeah,
stop trying to catch that bug.
To kill
it's over.
It.
Why are you summoning bugs into our presence? No. Oh, God, now he landed on my computer.
So, but sometimes it is.
Mickey lifted up her arms and a bunch of moths flew out.
Yeah. Sometimes it's cheaper to get in the family plan. Everybody gets a smartphone. Like, they'll give you the sign up and you get 4 smartphones for this amount of price. I get it. It doesn't cost you any more money. You could turn off most, like you said, parental guidance features. We don't know. I mean, he may have turned off this app, and this app.
Maybe, I don't know.
And that's fine. I mean, if especially in high school, if she's obviously very busy with after school stuff, you need to know when to pick them up.
Sure.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's a perfectly reasonable.
And a lot of high schools, too, and maybe things are different in Florida. Like, a lot of high schools, too, have, like, online curriculum and things, and you can, like, log into classrooms and stuff from the internet. So, I mean, I guess, like, if you're saying, like, hey, if I give you this, like, you have to use it for school. You know what I mean? Like, that, I guess that could be a potential benefit. I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
I agree, but, again, it also goes with the kid. Is the kid responsible? Are they acting good?
Yeah.
You know, kind of like my dad was with my driver's license. I couldn't get it until later because I had horrible grades.
Yeah.
So treat it like that.
Another thing, you gotta make a stand. But like I said, I feel like a lot of people just do it because it's easy. And just like, here, whatever.
Yep.
You know.
I can't judge a parent until I am, and I'm never going to be.
I judge everybody all the time over everything.
This is going to come bite you in the ass. You're going to have a kid, and then it's going to be like,
oh, probably.
And you're going to be like, just take this.
I got no problem
We'll be playing these segments back to him.
I got no problem putting that punk up for adoption. He'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
Up next, we got, what is it? Is it movies? It's movies on a freak accident.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Get your popcorn.
Add butter, please.
And ice.
Less calories.
And take your seat.
Silence your phones.
Movies.
gross.
Yeah, that was. You could actually hear the wet on my gums when I said that. these are movie moments, according to BuzzFeed, that are very problematic.
Yes.
So these are the, are they famous scenes as well?
Yes, they're famous scenes from movies.
So again, BuzzFeed is writing this.
It's always right.
And I hate the word problematic. Because that's what Mickey was referring to before. That's a snowflake thing. It's like, oh no, my feelings.
This is supposed to be fun. Like, it's problematic, but you'll see.
I can tell you right now, this first one is decidedly not fun. However, this one, I would agree, is in fact very problematic.
That's what I mean. It's not meant to start a plight. It's meant to show, maybe they shouldn't have done this, and in fun ways show you.
We all remember A Revenge of the Nerds.
Of course.
When Lewis pretended to be Betty's boyfriend and then tricked her into having sex with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know who it was. So technically,
that's rape.
See, literally, that's rape.
Yeah.
And we all celebrated it.
I did not do
that. Well, no. But I mean, the general public that went to go see that in the movies, it's like, yay, nerds. It's like, no, man.
Yeah.
He definitely did something wrong in that, and illegal.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very illegal.
Very, a little illegal. A little lot illegal. Little entirely go to jail for a long, long time illegal.
Yeah.
Number 9, because I'm only doing the top 10. This list is very long.
Yeah.
Like BuzzFeed lists tend to be. Number 9, in Overboard?
I don't know.
I've never seen that movie, Mickey.
Why would you even
have? Yes, I have seen Overboard, actually.
What?
The blonde lady. I can't think of her name right now. Not Fawn. Jane Fonda, I think. And
sure.
Kurt.
Russell.
Russell.
Oh,
holy crap!
I'm pretty sure.
In your face.
Yeah.
He goes, "Why even ask her?" Aha!
Well, that's sorry. Why. I guess a squirrel finds a nut in the winter every once in a while.
That's true.
Okay, so what's the deal with the movie?
When the entire plot revolved around Dean abducting Joanna after she got amnesia, and then he tricked her into thinking they were married.
Yeah.
That's I'm trying to think what that
so
would
like
be.
So, like, if he did not copulate with her, that is still...
It's kidnapping.
Heading in that... Right, well, it is kidnapping, right. And it's also heading in that direction.
Well, eventually...
You know what his end game is.
Well, yeah. Why would he do that?
Yeah, like, the whole premise of the movie was that he was a carpenter working on her boat, and she was just lewd and crude, and he couldn't deal with her, so it was his revenge to be the husband, quote-unquote, when she had amnesia.
Revenge way of doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
makes it worse.
Yep,
that's worse than the Revenge of the Nerds.
I already didn't like it. I double don't like it now. I double dog dare don't like it.
Yeah, once you said Kurt Russell, I got mad.
Number 8, in Greece, you would think it's the one thing. No, it's actually this. When everyone sang "Summer Lovin'," and Kaniki asked, "Did she put up a fight?"
Yeah.
Yep,
implying that the guys always use force to hook up with women. I don't necessarily think that that's the conclusion to draw from that.
I statement. Do.
Do you really?
Did she put up a fight? Tell me more. Tell me
more.
Well,
I mean, that could what I assume that means is, you're going after a girl. You're trying to court her, and she's like, you know, maybe.
No,
like,
no.
Well, I mean, you know, there could be a difference between that or just like, you know, she wasn't feeling you at first, but like, you know, you had to keep trying, you know,
but wording is everything.
Put in your time and everything else, not use force.
I don't know.
There's a difference between like staying after somebody because you're interested in them and using force. Like, there's a pretty big gulf of difference between those two things.
Maybe not using force, but...
Could be mental force.
Ooh, the force.
Jedi mind trick? Is that what you're going
yeah.
for?
That's what happened in Greece. I just think the
you
wording...
You do want to go to a movie with me. You do want to go to a movie with me.
The wording doesn't age well. During that time, I don't think anybody blinked an eye at it, but now it's like... Yeah,
but I was saying, to put up a fight, it doesn't literally mean physically fighting. It's a turn of phrase.
But maybe he did. Maybe he fought her.
Hmm.
Maybe this is the UFC. This was the beginning of the UFC.
There you go.
We're just going down the rabbit hole here.
Yeah. We are. Yeah.
I will take you to my solution.
And then there's... yeah, okay. So situations like this, you have to wonder what people were thinking. This okay. next one. In Breakfast at Tiffany's, when Mickey Rooney, a white man, played Mr. Unishoni,
yeah.
an incredibly racist stereotype of an Asian guy.
There's no way to spin this one.
No. No, and this happened fairly frequently back in the days of, like, older Hollywood.
Who is it? Not Mickey Rooney. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He did it in several of them.
Yeah?
He was a very famous comedian.
Yeah?
And I can't think of his name, but regardless, yeah, that's, why didn't you find a Chinese guy?
Right. There's literally, billions of them.
Oh, no. Back then, though, you don't hire them. That's the way they thought. Breakfast at Tiffany wasn't that old.
Well, relative to what, though?
Relative to, like, the 1920s.
No, dude, it is amazing, like, the amount of stuff that was okay just 20 years ago that is not, that like, people have very quickly evolved to realize, like, hey, this is one thing that I totally get. It's like, what are you doing?
Welcome to the world of instant information.
Well, yeah, sure. But, I mean, like, more so, this is something that I totally understand. Like, you're trying to portray an Asian. Why would you not cast an Asian person in that role?
They're probably
Why would you have a white guy tape his eyes back and go ha ha ha? You know that's terrible.
Yeah, and it wasn't like part of the movie where a white guy did that. Like it was supposed to portray a terrible person.
No, he was literally trying to be an Asian person.
Yeah, it wasn't like a disguise.
It's not like modern vaudeville, right? Minstrel shows. It's like modern minstrel show practically.
It was blackface, basically.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Number six. In Love Actually, when Natalie's whole character was basically defined as being the chubby girl. Running joke within the movie, whatever. But this doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't bother me, but I guess they're saying if you transformed it to now, there would be a problem with it.
I mean, for a good portion of people, there's a group out there that absolutely would have a problem with it, but that's the same group that I would tell lighten up in most cases. This is not something that, like, again, it's a joke. It's a comedy, love comedy movie kind of thing.
And usually those people win in the end. It's not like you're calling her the chubby girl, and then in the end she ends up falling in the dirt and, like, failing out of school.
Yeah, she married the prime minister, right? That's how that ended, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I saw that movie. I like that
I did
movie.
Not see that movie. I
actually,
no
idea. I actually, that movie is an incredible guilty pleasure.
I also need to note, actress from Overboard is Goldie Hawn, not what the hell did I say, Jane Fonda?
Yeah,
whatever.
They're all the same.
It's driving me insane.
But this should be like if somebody was referring to this podcast and they're like, "Oh, right, the idiot." It's like I know who they're talking about. It's me. Okay, yeah. I get it. Yeah. I'm my feelings aren't hurt over it. Okay, maybe a little, but you know, I'll get over it.
No, you won't. You still haven't even got over the dog face. The dog face memes.
I've made peace with the dog face thing at this point.
Yeah, wait until the next one comes.
Number five, in The Devil Wears Prada, when Christian Thompson took advantage of an inebriated Andy and refused to take no for an answer.
That's right. A lot of themed there. I see a lot of these have to do with date rape.
Yeah, that again is something that, like, yeah, that's not good.
And the thing is,
agreed in this case, chubby girl, eh, this no.
And the thing is, the funny thing is like during that same time period, we all just laughed it off. And I don't know why.
Yeah. I don't think I did with that movie. I think I cringed.
Okay. But a majority of people obviously did not cringe. It never brought up a stink.
That's because I wonder if it's because like, We're in, and people pointed out too, we're in like a culture of outrage now where like the in thing to be is outraged and like to play the victim. Like, oh, it's like seeing who's the most victimized because then like you get the most sympathy. It's like a weird thing.
But right?
I'm getting at though, like it's not like I don't necessarily know if like people weren't responding to it back then. They probably did recognize it and cringe like Mickey did. It's just that it wasn't like you couldn't get a whole bunch of news coverage by being outraged back then. but it's a different climate now. So now it's like, oh, well, now we're going to raise a stink over it because now people are listening. When back then, nobody cared. You know what I mean? Like, the news media didn't care. It wasn't, like, culturally acceptable to play the victim game, so nobody really brought it up.
And also, this goes back to where Mickey pulled out her phone. This it also has to do with you could find a group of people. Before you went, you came
we're
out
all
of,
connected, yeah.
Yep.
Before you came out of a movie and you went, that wrong?
Yeah, right.
Like, did I just watch something bad?
Yeah, you and your friends might, but now it's like literally by the millions you can raise a stink about something.
No, out of curiosity, there was a movie that came out just a couple years ago. Now I'm going to brain fart, but I wonder if it's on that list. Keep going through the list. I have to think of what the name of the movie was.
Okay, well, next up is 16 Candles. When Jake's girlfriend was so drunk that she was unconscious and Brian questioned why he wasn't taking advantage of her.
Questionable rape.
And
he
then
thought about it.
And then, number four, when Jake literally traded his drunk, unconscious girlfriend with Brian in exchange for another girl's underwear, and he then gave Ted permission to rape her. I'm noticing a trend here in these 80s movies.
Yeah, what the hell were the 80s?
The cocaine-fueled 80s.
And the funny thing is, that movie right there is one of the most beloved, like, turn-of-age type of movies.
Right.
And now we're getting a new... It ruined the movie for me now.
Mm.
That's good.
Now there's... number two is Miss Congeniality. When the pageant contestants contemplated eating pizza and Detective Hart justified it with an eating disorder joke.
Wait, what was that?
Okay, that probably wasn't smart. And that movie isn't that old. They were eating a lot of pizza.
Specifically, the line was, do you know how many calories you're talking about? It's light beer and she's going to throw it up anyway.
Wait, what movie was that, though?
Miss Congeniality.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That is really bad, because to people that are suffering from that, that's not something to joke about.
Okay, right. Okay, yes, yes, yes. However, the stereotype with, you know, supermodels and things of that nature are that, you know, oh, you know, they have to do ridiculous things to stay skinny. So, like, in that way, it's like, okay... It's a send up of a commonly held stereotype.
Right.
So it's like another one I'm willing to poo poo. You know what I mean? It's like, granted, like, if somebody's literally doing it in the movie and then somebody's making fun of them for it, that's different than like just making a one line joke about it. You know what I mean? It's obviously in jest, in context. Yeah.
Before you hit number one, right? We still have number one, or is that okay? Number one, do you think it's about rape?
Probably.
Mickey?
Yeah, we'll go with it.
I'm going to say I have not seen this. I'm going to say race.
Okay. It's actually in Never Been Kissed, when Rob, a 23-year-old, pretended to be a high school student and started dating a 16-year-old.
Okay, so...
Statutory rape.
Yeah.
Okay, so this got... That took a turn for the worse.
What is with these movies in like the 80s?
Was that in the 80s, though?
I think it might
Which
have
one
been.
Was it called again?
Never Been Kissed?
No, that's the one with Drew Barrymore.
That's early 90s, though. That was still practically the 80s. There was like 80s backwash in the early 90s.
That I think that was later in the 90s.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because Drew Barrymore was already pretty big. We have the computers.
Yeah, we have information superhighway as we're sitting here talking.
Vroom, vroom.
Oh my God, you're right. It was
1999. Yeah. Yeah. So no, there was no excuse for that.
So, yeah, I mean, I definitely, a lot of those, yeah, sure, I can agree with. Problematic.
Most of them.
Sure. You even got me using that word now. Great.
Problematic.
Yeah, no, some of them definitely. Other ones, like I said, there is a line. There is a line, and when you cross it, you're over into a bad place now.
Yeah,
and
we lose comedy when we
sexually
cross over the line.
Yeah, sexually assaulting people is generally speaking in poor taste.
Right.
So
I'm gonna say
comedically or otherwise,
100% of the time. But only two of those movies did we take a with.
Mm, yeah.
So they were basically right. A lot of those were problematic, and we didn't even go through the whole list. But
so,
those were the best.
Yeah, give me your thoughts. Give us your thoughts. FreaksAtAFreakAccident.com.
The recent movie that came out, A Cure for Wellness.
What is that?
It was supposed to be a horror movie.
And what did
there is
do?
A rape scene in it.
Oh.
I'm horrified.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, was not expecting it 3 hours into the movie.
Three hours?
Yeah, we weren't expecting that either.
Life's too short.
No.
God almighty. No wonder you don't watch movies. You pick them very poorly.
Yep.
The Lord of the Rings of terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank God that didn't happen to the Lord of the Rings. I would have been very mortified.
Yeah.
We had a lot of, speaking of movies, a lot of trailers came out.
Yeah, I mean, we had, just to continue in the movie talk, the new trailer came out, which you'll be able to see.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Freakaccident.com or on Facebook, whatever. One of them, there were two trailers really that came out within recent days. One was for Terminator Dark Fate.
I watched it. Well, first off, the girl who plays Sarah Connor right now, the actress.
Yeah.
Older actress.
Linda Hamilton.
That's it. She was on Fallon, I think it was, or Kimmel, one of the two. And she said she hasn't had sex in 15 years.
She's playing in the wrong movies, apparently.
And she doesn't care. She doesn't miss it. Poor woman.
Man.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's
what
sad.
Does that have to do with anything?
No, I just thought I'd bring it up because she's in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
The trailer itself, I mean, the movie looks interesting. You know, looks action-packed and stuff like that. I mean, the interesting thing I read recently was James Cameron said that he specifically went back and watched Terminator 3, Terminator Salvation, and Terminator Sega Genesis, whatever that last one was called.
Sega Genesis.
And to learn what not to do with a new movie. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, you went out and did press, like, stuff for Terminator Sega Genesis where you were saying how great the movie was. So either you were full of crap and you never watched it, or you were just straight up lying. So I can't trust anything he says.
I will go see it. That's not a question. I'm always hesitant with these way later sequels.
Yeah, because this is a direct sequel to Terminator 2. They're doing that weird thing now that some movies just do where they're ignoring bad sequels and just going back to the good movie. I mean, the worst name ever, though. Yeah. Dark Fate.
Maybe it'll mean it'll be a good movie.
You know what that name is? It's lazy. Lazy. You're lazy.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
It's a lazy name. Another trailer that came out is the final trailer for Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix. And that looks incredible.
It looks creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks really creepy.
Yeah. And the film actually had its premiere at the Venice Film Festival, I think. There was a film festival over in Europe where it premiered, though. Got an 8-minute long standing ovation.
Jeez.
And a lot of the reviews so far are glowing, saying that it's excellent. One review I saw actually said superhero movies are hereafter going to be defined as before Joker and after Joker.
Yikes.
So I was like, man, well, this is definitely going to leave some kind of an impression on somebody.
But that bothers me now that I heard that. Because now I don't know if it could live up to that.
Yeah, right?
I don't know if you could live up to that. Yeah, that's a...
Oh, man, Joaquin Phoenix is a real good actor.
Yeah,
so
that's why I'm scared for him, too.
Yeah.
He kind of has that Heath Ledger way of learning a way to act.
Oh, and then just random news that I just remembered. They're making a Matrix 4.
Yeah, why?
Speaking of random 20-year later sequels.
Yeah. This is the way the movies went. Good. First one, good. Bad.
Bad.
Terrible.
Terrible.
And now it's going to be worse.
Well, I mean, maybe. They're definitely capitalizing on the Keanu hype that's been
going on. I was
gonna
say, is Keanu Reeves going to be in this?
Yeah,
or?
He
all
is.
Right.
Same with Bill
and
Ted.
So is Carrie Ann Moss, which, like, here's the thing. When Neo died at the end, by the way, spoilers for the end of a 20-year-old movie. When Neo died at the end, it was kind of ambiguous whether or not, like, he was going to be brought back, you know, what was going to happen to him. Whereas Trinity, Carrie Ann Moss's character, got impaled on steel spikes. I don't see anybody coming back from that, but somehow she's in it.
She but it's the right Matrix.
Yeah.
They're just in a big computer.
Yeah, but she got killed in real life.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Because that was the whole thing in the movie, was it was the real world.
But that's the thing with this movie, is you could change it very easily. That's what they're going to do.
I don't like it. But Keanu's real popular right now, so they've got to capitalize on that. Get everything that he's ever been in, and we're making another one.
Yeah,
Bill and Ted, that wrapped filming recently. The Matrix, we're going to have another one of those.
That's it.
Point Break 2. I mean, that's going to be coming soon.
Please. Constantine.
I would be okay with that. I loved Constantine.
And then that one will be called Constipated.
Great, unappreciated movie. Constantine.
Sure.
Don't ever call anything with Keanu great.
He's a good actor.
He is not a good... He's an okay actor. He's not a great actor.
Okay, he's gotten better as time has gone on, I think.
He still only has this voice. I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm excited. I'm Keanu Reeves.
I mean...
Sure. That's all he does.
That wraps up this episode of A Freak Accident. Thank you for listening. Feel free to weigh in on anything that you heard us talk about tonight. Or just tell us we're stupid. Or tell us we're great. Either or. I expect more of the first thing. Not so much some of the latter, but surprise me. freaks@afreakaccident.com is the email. Of course, the website is afreakaccident.com. You can find every episode we've ever done on the podcast page. Just click podcast, or you can click connect and find links to where we're at on social media, and you can come and interact and say hi. Wherever you get your podcasts from, you can get us. Make sure that you subscribe and leave a good review. Doing both of those things directly helps this show continue to grow, and we would appreciate your help in that regard. So subscribe to us, leave us a good review. Next week, we'll be back with another brand new episode, and that we will be talking about the 25 worst original names of famous bands.
These are great.
There's some stinkers in there.
Yeah.
Some of them I think we've mentioned before.
Yeah, but some of them are just...
Yeah, yeah.
What were you thinking?
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. So we'll visit that next week and some more shenanigans as well. We'll be seeing you soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you...
You might think you haven't figured it out. Oh, whoa, all the words came into one place. You might think you have it all figured out.
Until much like that sentence, a freak accident happens.
Now it's getting worse.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.